The aftermath of September 11th has included suspicions about Saudi Arabia and the involvement that nation's leaders had with the attack on America. The long-expressed demand for transparency was finally responded to by President Biden this past week as he issued an executive order calls for the declassifying of government documents relating to this idea. Biden said in a statement as he released this executive order today, he signed an executive order directing the Department of Justice and other relevant agencies to oversee a declassification review of documents related to the Federal Bureau of Investigation's September 11th investigations. The executive order requires the Attorney General to release the declassified documents publicly over the next 6 months. If you look at some of the details in the executive order, reading from Section 1, although the indiscriminate release of classified information could jeopardize the national security, including the United States government's efforts to protect against future acts of terrorism, information should not remain classified when the public interest in disclosure outweighs any damage to the national security that might reasonably be expected from disclosure. Looking at the mechanics of this, not later than 60 days after the date of this order, which was September 3rd, of all other records that previously were withheld as classified in full or in part, the 2021 FBI electronic communication closing the subfile investigation, not later than 120 days after the date of this order, of all interview reports, analytical documents, documents reporting investigative findings, or other records, including phone records, banking records, if any, from the FBI's initial investigation of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, known as the Pentagon Twin Towers bombing investigation, that referenced the individual subjects of the subfile investigation and may be found through search terms, keyword identifiers, or other diligent means, and not later than 180 days after the day of this order, of all records from any separate FBI investigation other than the investigation into the Pentagon Twin Towers bombing investigation or the subfile investigation of any individual subjects of the subfile investigation that are relevant to the 9/11 terrorist attacks or to any of the individual subjects' connection to an agency relationship with a foreign government. As far as the public aspect of this, upon completion of each review, the Attorney General, in consultation with the heads of any other agencies that originated relevant information, shall make publicly available information declassified as a result of the declassification reviews completed under Section 2 of this order, except for information the disclosure of which would materially impair confidential executive branch deliberations. Now, while this declassification is certainly highly anticipated, it's not going to be the first look we've had at how involved Saudis were in the 9/11 radical Islamic terrorist attacks. Remember the 29 pages? First, believe the 28 pages, the one of being 29 of the final report by the 9/11 Commission, which were classified for 14 years. That was the section titled Finding, Discussion, and Narrative Regarding Certain Sensitive National Security Matters, which summarizes investigative leads suggesting possible financial, logistical, mother support provided to the hijackers and their associates by Saudi Arabian officials and others at least suspected of being Saudi agents. As I mentioned, was held in secret 14 years. It was declassified on July 15, 2016. The pages state that some of the September 11 hijackers got financial support from individuals connected to the Saudi government. FBI sources believe that at least two of those individuals were officers in the General Intelligence Presidency, which is the primary intel agency of Saudi Arabia. U.S. intelligence community also believe that individuals associated with the Saudi government had ties to Al-Qaeda. By the way, we have these 29 pages available for you to download on our, of course, download page. And to make it easier, we'll post a direct link to the document on our homepage as well.